Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half hour inspirational programming. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you just for a half hour tonight. Tonight is going to be a fantastic broadcast, and I certainly hope and trust that you are inspired. Before we get started, I just want to invite the presence of our Lord and Savior into our program. Father, we invite you into this programming tonight. Please be with us and be the voice for us. These are the blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Well, we have certainly been doing a lot over the last several months. And certainly now we come to Friday evening, and we want to conduct our broadcast for the evening. It's a very enlightening show. It's one that's very near and dear to my heart, and I certainly hope and trust that it is to your heart as well. Tonight we're going to be talking specifically about this broadcast. Last night, of course, you know, we did the show on, we do the relationship show. And that's last night's topic was on your job. How much personal information should you reveal to a coworker? Well, you can certainly hear that show in its entirety now, anywhere that you log into on my website at drjwalker.com. But for tonight's broadcast, you can certainly, we're going to encourage you to go in and you can listen to this broadcast tonight after we conclude the services by simply going to drjwalker.com as well. So you can hear both broadcasts on that website. You just follow the link and it will direct you, and you can scroll down and pick the programming of your choice. All right, tonight we're talking about something that's very near to us. We were scheduled to have a featured guest this evening, and I'm not so sure. I believe that when our featured guest logs in, you can certainly press 1 on the dial. So I'm not sure. I mean, I did hear back that she was not feeling very well tonight. But anyway, we're going to be bringing you the broadcast tonight anyway. And tonight's topic is what makes or inspires you to be a believer. Now, of course, if you want to jump in on the discussion at any point in time, then you can certainly press 1 on your dial and tune in to tonight's broadcast and be able to comment, ask a question, either way. Okay, and we respect all opinions over the air. We don't look for it to be a debate about religion or anything of that sort. We just want people, if you so desire, to call in and exercise your own faith, you know, in your belief system and what makes things important for you, what inspires you to be a believer, what motivates you to keep the faith, what motivates you to keep going in life when times that so many people feel like giving up. You know, people may want to hear from you, your story. Everyone, I believe, has a story. So let's find out, of course, what your story may be and see if someone can be able to address that. Our featured guest for the evening was going to come on and talk about her experience with dealing with components of Africa, and we were certainly looking forward to that, but it may be that she's under the weather and will perhaps join us at a later date. But we do appreciate the thought of her wanting to come on, and I understand that we are in flu season, so we certainly want everyone to take care of themselves and take measures to safeguard yourself, because your health is your wealth. Your health is everything. What makes or inspires you to be a believer? Well, the story, I'm going to give you a story tonight, a story about a young woman who, for whatever reason, was really down on, some would say down on her luck. She felt that she just wasn't getting any kind of relief, financially or otherwise. She had three small children, and she had never been married. The last child's father actually walked out on her and left her for a much younger woman. And this woman, for whatever reason, she just felt like she was making bad decisions. She grew up as a rebellious child, not listening to her mother, who was also a single mom. And her mother, they just didn't have a good relationship. Well, the mother had her at the age of 16. And so she just felt that she, you know, as she grew up and for whatever reason, she was always finding herself to be in some in trouble at school. And it ranged from her elementary school years, her middle school years, and then ultimately her high school years. She did not attend college. She did not even get a vocation or a trade. She didn't bother with any of that. She just simply, she just barely made it out of high school. And she had her first kid while she was actually in high school. And so she gave birth around 17 or 18, somewhere in that neighborhood. And, of course, the stories that are told over the air are inspired by true stories. The names, of course, have been changed to protect the innocent. And so tonight we're going to, for the sake of the story tonight, we're going to call her this young lady. We're going to call her Jill. If any of you all whose name may be Jill, that your situation is similar or it's coincidental, believe me, we're not talking specifically about you or sharing your story. The information that we present is for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. And so if your circumstance or situation happens to fall within some of the areas that are presented within this story, believe me, it's only coincidental. It's only coincidental. And oftentimes what people fail to realize sometimes is that when you have your story, you're going through your oppression or depression, there are often so many other people going through the same issues. They're having the same or very similar issues that you're having. And, you know, it would be hard to pinpoint that you're saying that, you know, this is me. It probably feels like you, but there are so many other people going through some of the same things that you're going through. And that should give you even reason to want to even have hope, because just to know that you're not alone going through your stage. Sometimes it's good to find a support group, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. But Jill, as we call her, Jill was, you know, she just couldn't get it. Now Jill, at age 27, is just can't seem to imagine what happened. What happened in her life? Why does it seem like everything is just upside down in her life? She can't seem to even hold a decent job. Again, she just barely made it out of high school. She did not take care. She didn't go to college. She didn't bother to take a trade or get a vocation. So she's just been, since high school, just going from mediocre jobs, from one job to another one, trying to barely make ends meet. And her first child she had at the age of 17 or 18. And then the second one was when she turned about 19 and then 21 or 22. So it was almost like the kids were 2 years apart. And for whatever reason, she's just not getting any help. Her mother does help her with the kids, but she, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to appreciate that. And unfortunately, in today's times, a lot of people just don't seem to appreciate the help that they're getting, particularly from you know, a mother, you know, who, and one of the things, one of the drawbacks that caused her and her mother to not get on well was the fact that her mother was always seeming to preach to her, not so much from a religious, that's what Jill called it, her mother was always preaching to her, not so much from a religious or spiritual perspective, but the mother was always coming at her from just any area. But she called, Jill called this preaching. You know, she didn't want to hear her mother's voice all the time because her mother was always getting on her case. You know, and while we're on that, I recently met a woman that I was consulting with, and she was sharing with me, you know, the challenges that she was having with her teenage daughter. And as I listened to her, it was very, she went on with, explained to me these challenges, and it took her probably well over 25 minutes. And I couldn't even, if I wanted to get a word in, I couldn't even get a word in because she went on and on and on and on. So I simply said to her, I asked her a question. I asked her the question of, have you ever listened to your daughter? You know, just hear her out. Have you ever just taken time to listen to your daughter and see what she might be going through, see what she's experiencing, see why she's, you know, sort of is in that rebellious mode when it comes to you talking to her? And the woman, I believe she was honest with me, and she said, no. She said, I never thought about that. And she said, my daughter has often said to me, she says her daughter has often asked her, why don't you just listen to what I'm trying to say? And the mother didn't even, it's almost as if she never heard those words. But now as I asked her the question, she recalls saying that that's what her daughter has asked her. You know, why don't you just listen to me? So all I simply said to her was, why don't you give that a chance? Why don't you just give that a chance and see how that works for you? And sure enough, within 2 weeks, the lady came back to me and she said, listen, the relationship that my daughter and I are having now is better than we've had in years, because she says, instead of me now, you know, attacking what my daughter used to say, she feels like I'm attacking her. Instead of me coming on from the attack mode, I simply listen to my daughter now and don't try to answer everything. Instead, I try to listen and just hear her. And in doing so, the woman says she discovered that her daughter had the answers, you know, was well qualified, excuse me, to present some answers for her own life. And the mother was impressed with that. She was very impressed with that. So in tonight's story, I sense that Jill is experiencing the same thing. She doesn't want to be around her mother, but she does desperately need her mother's help when it comes to helping with the children and even with the finances. So that's been one of the things that has helped her out. So now, you know, if you're a mother out there and you find that you are preaching to your child, because they don't look at your words. I've discovered that that generation, offspring, they don't always look at us as saying, well, we're actually discussing things with them. Discussion requires people to go to exchange information, go back and forth. But it seems like, you know, there's no exchange is only one-sided, and it's the parent side. But I would caution parents out there to at least listen to what your son or daughter is trying to say to you. And oftentimes, if they're of adult age, they may, you know, they will either come up with some valuable solution for their challenge or problem, or they may even ask you, what do you think I should do? They may even ask you that, or what do you think of this idea? You know, so if you're listening tonight, I want you to be inspired just by that thought. Listen, you know, give it a chance to listen. You know, and support them because, you know, none of us know it all. And so in doing so, you may find that it works. Well, continuing with Jill's story, her and her mother had developed this strained relationship. It was of such that Jillian really, even when she was dropping the kids off, it would be more or less she's texting her mom, I'm going to drop the kids off while I go on to my second job. And the mom would respond, and Jill would remain in the car, you know. And the baby, she would let the older child now just take the baby up in that carriage thing that they come into. And the mother would be out there on the porch usually waiting. So she would come and meet the little girl who was bringing the smaller baby up and the other one as well, the three kids. And so Jill did not even want to get out of the car. She chose not to even get out of the car at all. And instead, she just listened. She would wait in the car and make sure that the kids, you know, the mother came on out and picked them up, and that was it. So this went on for about a good 8 months, And then one day, the mother humbly calls her daughter. She calls her up and she calls Jill and she says, listen, Jill just was not as receptive to taking her mother's call. And she answered because she was thinking that something may have been wrong with one of the kids. So she took the call and her mother said, listen, I've been thinking. And I know that we have a hard time in our relationship with each other. She said, I don't think you doubt that I love you. I don't think there's any doubt in your heart that I love you. And I know that you love me as your mother. She says, I just want to know can you come over early, you know, the next time you go into your second job? Can you come over maybe an hour early? And I'd like you to sit and we have dinner together. You know, I want to have dinner with you and the kids, or I'll come over to your place and have dinner. And I promise you, I won't attack you. I won't preach to you as you say I do. I will simply just listen to you. She says, I want my daughter back. I appreciate you letting me experience my grandchildren, but I also want my daughter back. And she said, would you give me a chance? And chances are I was probably, you know, I feel that I was wrong. So the mother was in an apologetic mode, and she just was doing whatever she could to reach out to her daughter to see if her daughter could at least give her a chance to make things right between them. So Jill, of course, responded to her and said that she says, yes, I can do that. And then they scheduled a date when they could actually meet up. And Jill told her that she would definitely come over and she would meet with her. And so, you know, she felt pretty good about that. She felt very good about that. So they did. It happened. And the mother and her daughter, they met up at the mother's house, and turns out that the mother just simply, she embraced her when she came at the door and told her how much she loves her and told her that she was playing back in her mind over the last 8 months what may have caused their relationship to become so strained. And the mother realized that most of the time when they got together, the mother was the one doing all the talking. And she failed to listen to her daughter. And so she says, now I want to make this right. And I want to listen to you and see how I can be of help to you, if I can. And then she says, and the daughter told her, she says, well, Mom, you are helping me by watching the kids when I go on my second job. And the mom said these words, which were quite touching. She said, but listen, darling, she says, you feel that I'm helping you, but having my grandchildren here, it also helps me. And she said, furthermore, she says, I need you. I need you. I need your love. I need to feel that instead of the distance. And do you know, from that point, they begin to smile, and it made the children smile, even the baby, when they saw that their mom was smiling with the grandmother, which is, you know, Jill's mother, and they smiled. And it's as if they had rekindled a different relationship, rekindled that relationship to the point where they just felt good. They felt really good. And as a result of that, Jill found within her heart to forgive herself for carrying around so much baggage of hurt and pain and the encounters that she had had with her kids' fathers. And she just began to just be grateful and thankful. In other words, her spirit began to change. Her spirit began to change, and it started with changing it towards her mother. And her mother's spirit changed, and they became more cordial, and actually beyond cordial. They became more like friends, and Jill had a greater respect for her mom because her mom had humbled herself and began to, instead of being on the preaching mode, or which Jill felt was the attack mode, she was now coming down to treating Jill with respect as an adult. And that's sometimes what people want. You know, all of us deserve that respect. And in doing so, it was to the point where things in Jill's life began to turn around for her. As a result of this, where she unloaded that baggage of guilt and the pain and all of this, her spirit began to change. And it was almost like a magnetic force where, you know, that metal attracts, that magnet attracts the metal. And when her spirit changed, her spirit represented that magnet. And the things around her, the laws of attraction, as they say, she began to attract herself to more positive things because she changed the way that she was thinking. Her relationship with her mom improved tremendously. And they had dinner at the house as a family at Jill's mother's house at least once a week. The mother felt more inclined, and now the mother was doing more than enough. She was starting to, because she was starting now to let the grandchildren spend the night at her house, you know, two or three nights, which gave Jill an opportunity to, you know, sometimes even work later without the added stress of having to come home and worry about the kids, and it would just be a phone call. And this helped her tremendously because now she was starting to, she made gains on her day job, she made gains on her night job, and eventually, within 2 years, Jill's life had turned around. And now she was, her mother was encouraging her to take up a trade, and in fact, she did. She got into a program at one of the local schools that offered a community school that offered LPN classes. And so she got in that program, and it took her less than 18 months to complete the program. And before you know it, now she was getting Okay, so as I was saying, I was about to conclude. Jill joined the church. She got seriously involved with the church, and because now she had more time even, and she became a faithful working member of the church, and it began to help her. It began to really help her just with her rebelliousness, and before you know it, she was doing fine. She was doing fine, and believe it or not, she met a young man in the church that became quite interested in her, and they began talking very seriously. So I'm sharing this with you all to just let you know. Sometimes we're looking for that inspiration. We may be looking for the motivation as well. But I want to challenge you all tonight to look within. That's what I want to challenge you all tonight to do, to look within. If you are a person that may be facing challenges like Jill was facing, you know, just couldn't seem to wonder, how am I going to fix this? What is it that I'm doing wrong? Why is it that I feel like I'm all alone out here? Why is it that it doesn't seem like anyone's listening to me? You know, why does it seem like maybe my prayers are in vain? Well, you know what? There is someone bigger, someone greater than you and I that's put it all together. And I'm going to encourage you to take stock of your own life. What is it that you're doing? Or could it be anything that you're doing that's causing your magnetism to go liking, L-A-C-K-I-N-G, to go liking? Is it your attitude? Is it your spirit? What is it within your life? And I encourage you to take a pen and pencil and begin to write some stuff down about yourself that you know about yourself, or that you think you know about yourself, or perhaps what others may have even told you about yourself that maybe you didn't even like. You know, take that challenge. You know, like Jill did. It could be something that your parent may be telling you or have told you. Could be something that a friend, a close friend, has shared with you. Could be something that a spouse has shared with you, you know, or a significant other have shared with you. And for whatever reason, you seem to just rebel at the thought of that. I encourage you to take stock of yourself, of your own life, and write things down that you think you know about yourself, and begin to ponder on that. And then next week, we'll have some more information for you as we continue in part two, what makes or inspires you to be a believer. I hope that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for me. Join us here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walks Show, or if you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here live next week for our inspirational program. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless. And thank you, God.